1999. I was taking a morning walk on a rural road in northern Wisconsin. It's a beautiful day. The air was clean. The sky was blue. The birds were singing. I was a camp counselor, and it was a Saturday, my day off. I could finally get away for a little while and enjoy a little alone time, which I thought was great, until I heard the sound of an engine revving up. The sound got louder and louder. It was coming my way. Just over the hill, there it was, an old beat-up red truck, and it wasn't slowing down. As the truck passed me, I looked up, and I saw the eyes of a man who looked like he was on a rampage. I was immediately struck with fear. I was all alone. I had no phone. There were no houses anywhere in sight. No other cars. So I kept walking, which actually kind of turned into a jog. And then I heard it. The truck had passed me about 600 yards and had stopped. And he started backing up. My heart was racing. I was in a panic. Where could I go? What could I do? Then, about 300 yards away from me, he stopped again, put the truck in drive, and proceeded to be on his way, away from me. This was good, but I was still all alone. Until, I don't know how many minutes later, coming up over the hill was a sedan coming my way. It was comforting to see another car on the road, but I still felt alone. So I kept going, trying to get back to the camp as quickly as I could. The car passed, went on its way. A couple of minutes later, though, the same sedan was heading my way. They must have turned around. My heart dropped. What did this mean? Well, the car slowed down, stopped right next to me, rolled down their window. It was an older couple. They had seen the look of fear on my face when they passed, and they were worried. They wanted to see if I was okay. I told them I was not okay, and I explained why, and they proceeded to offer to give me a ride back to camp. Well, at that moment, I thought about everything my parents had told me about not getting in a car with strangers. But that day, I threw that out the window. And I will forever remember my angels who dropped me off safely at camp. They say that among the many potential catastrophes that exist within the human condition, among the tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, divorces, murders, diseases, car accidents that swirl around us every day, there is perhaps no more frightening a possibility than that of being alone. Since the beginning of time, since Adam and Eve were in the garden, humans have feared being alone. To be alone, to be completely alone, is our greatest fear. Even among a crowd, it is still possible to feel alone. We fear being alone more than anything else within the human condition. And it starts early. Even children have nightmares because they fear abandonment by their parents. People who are about to be divorced from a spouse often have second thoughts because they fear being alone. And senior citizens fear being left to die alone in a nursing home. And I'm sure all of us have experienced this fear of being alone at different stages in our lives. But today, we celebrate the promise of God in Jesus Christ to never, ever leave us alone. Today, we celebrate the ascension of Jesus. It's a strange sort of thing, that this ascension event. We don't talk about it too much in the church, probably because we don't really understand it very well. On top of that, the ascension of Jesus is described only in the Gospel of Luke and in Acts. The other gospel writers only refer to the ascension of Jesus. They don't really describe it, though. They just kind of refer to it. So in a nutshell, we are told the ascension of Jesus is that event in which Jesus, after having been raised from the grave, and after having been appeared to the disciples and others, ascends to heaven to sit at the right hand of the God of the Father Almighty. So what does this mean? Well, in our Acts passage that Pam read, this ascension is vividly described. We get a sense of holy majesty and divine grandness as the heavens open up to receive Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, however, many have dwelled on the how of the ascension. How did it happen? Did it really happen at all? Just where did Jesus ascend to? Is heaven really up? But is it the how that really matters? Or is it the why that really matters? Why did Jesus ascend to the Father? Well, first of all, Jesus departed from this worldly existence in order that he might continue to live a real life in the heavenly realm. But the story of the ascension doesn't end there. If it did, it would only be about Jesus. But the meaning of the ascension includes all of humanity as well. For Jesus knew that the greatest human fear was to be left alone. Jesus not only knew it, but he experienced it, and he conquered it. At his ascension, Jesus announces the end of aloneness. Jesus promises at his ascension that his disciples will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he ascends, he leaves them, he goes away, and do you know what the disciples do? Believe it or not, they don't get upset or cry or stomp their feet. It says they rejoice. They rejoice. Even though Jesus has left them, they are not afraid of being alone. You may think this doesn't make sense. Well, remember what the disciples all did after the crucifixion. They all ran away and they hid. They thought it was over. They had been left alone, abandoned by Jesus. But now, at the ascension, they are given the ability to understand the whole of Scripture and Jesus' place in God's great plan. Now, at the ascension, they realize they will never, ever be alone. They realize that even though Jesus ascends to the Father, the gift of the Holy Spirit will provide them with the power and the presence that they need in order to survive the moment, whatever that moment may come to be, in life or in death. The ascension of Jesus is not the end of Jesus' earthly presence. It was only the beginning. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are given the power to live in the presence of the risen Christ through the gift of faith. So thanks be to the ascension. We are reminded that we are never alone in this life, and we will not be abandoned in death either. And thanks to the ascension, God accompanies us in many ways throughout our life, but probably my favorite way is when God sends angels to guide us safely home. Amen.